for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle. 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel. Convenient travel blade cover. And for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
So, friends, don't dilly dally, dawdle, or delay.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Testing, testing, testing.
Similar.
It sounds very low. Why do I seem, it sounds low to me.
Okay, there. Turn your headphones up.
There we go. Don't tell me what to do, Dan. I told you for years, never tell me what to do because it makes it sound like you're the boss.
Oh, I snorted.
Yeah. Hey, what do you guys, excuse me, what do you guys think we... tomorrow, since we're not on Thursday, do we have Dr. Doug and bring Scott Sherman in? What do you think?
I think that'd be a good
idea. What the audience thinks. Mm-hmm. We should let them decide. Do we have Dr. Doug in like 3:30? Get him in early if he can do it, and then have Scott in for the 4 o'clock hour.
I have an idea.
All right, Tim Woodburn, everybody, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Have Scott Sherman and Dr. Doug in at the same time, and have one on one mic and one on the other, and see which one gets more calls. Like have a showcase showdown. Oh, like have like one down here and one down here. Lines are open. A call off. Have a call off.
Actually, I want to say that's a stupid idea, but it's not. It's actually kind of fun. Except, I don't know. That's
well, they probably you can't tell them though, because both of them would rig it. So you got to just kind of invite them both here at 4 o'clock and then just say, hey, here's what we're doing.
Well, let the audience do. We can do them both, I think. Dr. Doug could probably manage to get on here about 3:30 and the 4 o'clock hour for Scott, because look, between now, you know that at Thanksgiving, somebody, some relative is going to do something that another relative is going to want to sue him for. So we need to go ahead and let him ask. Now, if my uncle comes over and here's what he did last year, he tried to touch my wife, can I sue my own relative? I think we need to let people have a chance to go ahead and get some answers to the potential issues that take place over holiday dinner. There's a great scene in Scent of a Woman with Al Pacino. Do you guys see that movie?
No, I have not.
Oh my goodness, you have to watch that. He's a blind former colonel, retired colonel. And there's a scene in there where he goes for Thanksgiving dinner, kind of unannounced, to some relatives. It's hard to watch. It's not funny. It's just too real as to how the tension that some people have. Look at these calls. Look at this.
They're already pouring in.
And we didn't even give the number. When we give the number, people can't remember it. And now the calls are pouring in. We'll take your calls. We'll take your calls right away. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-TALK or 855-282-8255. What if we just start off talking to people?
I love
Let's
that
just
idea.
Do that. Yeah, first of all, let me welcome everybody to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you here. It's November 21st. You probably know that. Thanksgiving is 2 days away. As soon as I get a name on the screen, I see one popping up right now. There it is. Let's go. It's Rich. First one out of the chute. There it is. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I am in PM.
Of course. What's going on?
I thought I was going to catch Limey sleeping for a second. There was a little bit of a delay. He's getting better.
Well, he is sleeping. So what do you think?
Figure. Well, first off, I want to wish you and the rest of the gang a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Rich says happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rich. Right.
Thank you.
They heard me.
And as far as the Dr. Doug and the Scott Sherman, bring them both in. I kind of like Penn's idea of a head-to-head, but that would be hard to do because they both sometimes have a tendency to get a little long in an answer, which would influence the number of calls that they could take in the time allowed. So just bring Doug in at like 3:30.
Well, we're not going to bring him in. He doesn't come in. We'll just have him do a half-hour segment, and we'll have Scott do the next hour, 4 o'clock.
He's got a good point, though. Like, if you did do a call-off, and it was like Sherman 4, Dr. Doug 3, and Sherman was like, you know, answering a question, he'd just like, you know, just keep, he'd make it a really long
so
answer.
The other guy couldn't have a chance.
So the doc couldn't tie him.
Oh, that's...
Sherman played dirty.
Oh, sure, he's a lawyer.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer. Of course he would.
All right, Rich. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. There goes Rich. Here comes Sergeant. Is it Noche?
Mouche.
Who is it?
Mouche.
Is it Noche?
No, Mouche.
No, well, Dan, it can't be Mouche because you have an N and not an M.
Well, it's not a spell.
You didn't spell it correctly. How are we supposed to pronounce it? Sergeant, what is your last name?
Mouche.
With an M. Dan did screw it up. He has an N like November.
Idiot.
Sergeant, is that a military sergeant or a police sergeant? What kind of sergeant are you?
Police sergeant.
All right. Thank you for what you do. And I spoke with two of St. Louis County's finest just today. I was having some stuff done to a car, and they walked in, and we had a nice long chat. Where are you a police officer?
Baldwin, Missouri.
All right. Baldwin, Missouri. Are you old enough to know the name Red Lair?
He was my first chief. I've been there since 1980.
What a tremendous guy.
Yes, he was.
My goodness, he was the greatest. Sergeant, what can we do for you?
Mike Flavian's house dedication was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I play in a band. I've been with since 1976. And we are doing a benefit concert in December, the 22nd, at the Sky Bar Music Lounge at Kersmill and Clayton, about a mile from Mike's house.
Okay.
And we are donating everything to the Gary Sinise Foundation in Mike Flamian's name.
Okay.
Gary Sinise Foundation is the people that built his house for him.
Right. Gary Sinise is the real deal.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And normally we never let people do this while we're on the air. This is something you email me about. I will make an exception because of what it is. But here's what's going to happen, Sergeant. Sergeant, here's what's going to happen. When you hang up, there'll be a huge audience of people who have no idea where to find this information. So I'm going to have to ask you to give them something they can remember once they're out of the car so they can find out more info.
I can put it on our Facebook page also.
Okay, that's a good start.
Yeah.
What should they do? Where should they go, Sergeant?
We are playing from 6 to 10 on December 22nd.
No, I know that. Where is there a website? Is there a place to call to get information? Because that's all fine.
We're still doing that between our band's website and Sky Music Lounge. We're still going to put that on. I just want to get you early enough. I mean, that's way early, but if you could remember to maybe announce it, you know, midway through December or something like that.
I can't promise you that unless you send me an email. Well, I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Send me an email because I have a horrible memory and I got so many things in my head that I won't end this show today and remember what you just told me.
Oh, when is the... when is
December 22nd.
Oh.
Yeah, just shoot me an email. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com.
I will do that.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right, Sergeant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I thought it was like tonight or something.
No. Where you go, Dan. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Russ. What's going on, Russ?
Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
No. Don't ever, ever do it when somebody asks for it. If that's the first word they say.
They ask for it.
Yeah, you can't do that. What's up, Russ?
AM to PM.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you guys a heads up. Karen is going to come back and sue you guys for sexually harassing her.
I don't think so.
Oh.
You never know.
I don't think so.
Is that supposed to be a joke, Russ? It's a bit.
Yeah.
Because
he doesn't know Karen. He doesn't know who Karen is.
I do.
He does.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
A lot of people listening don't, because it's been years and years and years. But
maybe she'll come after Trevor.
I'm sorry.
Maybe she'll come after Trevor.
Maybe.
How would that even make sense? She doesn't know him.
Russ, how much have you smoked today?
It doesn't matter.
Russ, what else you got?
How much have you smoked?
I want you guys to have a safe, grateful Thanksgiving.
All right.
I just wish Trump today would have named those two turkeys one Kim and one Putin and cut their throats right there on the board.
All right. Thank you, Russ.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
All right. There you go.
Comedy is much tougher.
He is definitely really high right now.
Did that Trump?
For certain.
Is that what
well, hang on a second. You can't say that. You can't say that a listener is high.
I apologize.
Paul implies that the listener is. Holy crap. He is definitely high. Right. Can't do that.
Did Trump pardon turkeys today? Is that what happened?
Yeah, this business about let's take calls right away, this may not have been a very good idea. And now I'm going to forge ahead until it turns into a good idea. 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. Tim is with us. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Hello, Frank. I'm great. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys, and I hope you're all great as well.
Yeah, we are. I think we are. Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
You can tell Limey I'm not high.
Good on you, Tim.
I just wanted to apologize. I missed yesterday's show, and I had to listen to it on the podcast, but I was thankful that I had the podcast.
Oh, see, thankful at Thanksgiving for a podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing
right.
to be thankful for.
But I was devastated, as you guys are, of the passing of all these great rappers.
Did you have to start off
lightly
with that? Did you have to?
It's bothering me, Frank.
Are you okay, Tim?
I mean, it's therapy.
It feels
talking
it feels
about
like
it
like somebody's
like a
it
family
feels
member.
Like somebody's. Yeah,
there's
I
a
mean,
hole
you guys,
in your life.
You guys share my pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just that I kind of
don't. You
to
feel like somebody's trying to unwrap us?
Yeah, I just. See what he did there. It's just that I thought we'd go for a while and not have to talk about it. It's painful to talk about. You lose rappers,
well,
it hurts.
I'm so devastated. You know, first it was Tupac, and then, you know, we're going on and on. Who's next? Snoop? I mean, Ice-T or Ice Cube or somebody? I just want to divest myself of rap so that I don't have to endure any more anxiety, any more trauma from the loss of these great performers. So I'm strictly going to talk radio with your show and my other favorite show, Larry Connors.
Oh, he'll be happy to hear that. He'll be on in 2.5 hours.
And I'll be glued to the radio listening to it.
All right, Tim.
As I am with you, whenever I miss a show, I always listen to the podcast, and I just wanted to tell you guys that, you know, I feel your pain. I know that it upsets you in the passing. But I wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
Do you think I would have any luck getting rid of all of my rap collection on...
I think we've done enough with the rap thing.
On the yard sale.
I don't think you'd get a dime for it.
I don't
call,
either.
But call anyway.
Well, because
they like to have callers. Call anyway.
Yeah, give us a call with your rap collection.
Call anyway. I think it'd be hilarious. If you call Saturday and said, I got a huge rap collection, then just do it anyway. I think it'd be funny.
Well, I've got some other stuff that I'll call in.
Okay, dude. 7 o'clock hour if you can.
Show, but
that's where...
I'm going to try and do that.
Great. We appreciate it. Thank you, Tim. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for your time. You too. Yeah. Thanks.
And we can say... Happy Thanksgiving. It's 2 days away. We should have been saying it already anyway. This would be Mary. Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
Fantastic. What can we do for you?
I am AM in the PM.
She says it proudly.
And I also am a proud listener of the Yard Sale on Saturday morning Scott and Dan. And I have to say, Dan, addition to the show, I'm in stitches every Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll have to start listening. Sounds like it might be good.
It is. It is.
So what else can we do for you, Mary?
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Oh.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, nice.
That's
Mary. Thanksgiving.
We'll take it. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Bye.
The world's nicest listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Nicest audience. And this thing we call the Burke segment, we could try to work that in today because we don't... I've been bad about skipping over that. It's nothing more than this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
That would be Tim Woodburn, everybody.
So, yesterday...
All your troubles seem so far away. But now, it looks as though they're here to stay. I'm sorry. That's something Dan...
I believe in yesterday.
Yeah.
I believe in yesterday. Yeah. No, you believe in yesterday?
You know the original song title that he had for that?
What?
Yeah. Scrambled Eggs. You know, he's told the story, Scrambled Eggs. He didn't have a title. He had a melody, so he called it... What are you laughing at? You're the British guy. You should know this. It's absolutely... Go look it up. Google it. Original title for yesterday. It was Scrambled Eggs. And I heard him more than once tell the story, Scrambled Eggs, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he finally replaced it with Yesterday and some lyrics, but to he had any lyrics and only had a melody. It was called on paper. He had written Scrambled Eggs.
Oh,
now, see, that limey is he thinks that it's a he thinks
no,
that I what I'm talking about.
I don't think it's a joke. I was just imagining him
and
singing.
Now he's
like,
over here
scrambled
going
eggs.
On the internet to see if he can prove me wrong. Good luck, because it's true.
Scrambled
I'm sorry, go
eggs.
Ahead. Tim.
Well, I was going to go and tell you a story that happened yesterday, but now I'm going to have to switch gears because you just kind of stole my thunder with the whole thing of yesterday.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's how you roll. That's how you roll.
Oh, so. No. Were you going to use that?
No, I wasn't really going to use that, but I was going to have some fun with it. But anyway, Frank stole my
uh-oh.
Thunder.
I believe you said, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah I did.
Somebody's asleep.
I did. I do have a good story for you, though, about it. Since we started the show off with listeners, I want to tell you a story about one of your listeners. And there's a guy named Mike. Should I say his last name or just call it? Say his first name.
Depends on what you're going to say about him.
Something good.
What's his name?
Mike Foley. He's a listener. He says he's gone on a trip with you before on one of your previous endeavors.
I was going to say that name is really, really familiar.
Okay. He's gone on one of your trips, so he heard my PI commercial, and I started doing endorsements for myself on your show, and he hired me.
Wow.
And this guy had somebody that he sued, and the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office couldn't get this guy served. Then he hired another private investigator.
Oh.
Which the guy charged him six times for going by and trying to get this guy served. He comes to old boy Timmy. Got him served today.
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, one day turnaround. AM and PM listener. Proud to serve. First one that came through. I just wanted to give a shout out to him.
That didn't take long.
No, and what's funny is I haven't even emailed him. Maybe I did email him. I get confused on who I've emailed already. My brain's fried right now. But I was kind of hoping I could actually tell him on the air. But so if he's listening, Mike, I got you covered.
Hey, listen out there. If you are suspicious of your spouse or whatever, this is the guy. They do a lot of that. In fact, I think, isn't that what most people ask you about? Is people following people who are suspicious?
Every day's different, man. This guy was trying to sue somebody who was a contractor that took some money from him and then didn't do the work, and then he just kind of evaporated, and he hired the sheriff's office, and he hired another PI to find the guy. They couldn't find him. I found him in a day, bum rushed him today, served him today. Now he's going to have his day in court.
Oh, you want a bonus joke that has to do with this part of what
yeah.
you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Guy comes home early from work, surprising his wife, and he walks in the bedroom, and there in bed is his wife with some guy that he recognizes because it's her boss. So he stands there and looks at him, walks away, goes to the closet, grabs a shotgun, comes back, and points it at the bed. But first, he pulls the covers back to see and confirm they're both totally nude.
Right.
He raises the shotgun up toward her boss's head. She says, she says, before you do that, there's some things you need to know. You know this joke?
No.
And he says, like what? He says, I think I see everything I need to see here. I pull those covers back. You're both nude in bed. I think she says, but wait. Do you remember last spring, okay? We were scared to death. Our house was going to be foreclosed on. And then I told you I'd worked out the finances differently and saved our house. No, it wasn't me. It was him. He stepped in, and he paid, got us current on our mortgage and saved our house. He still puts the shotgun up, and she says, but there's more. Do you remember when they were going to repossess your bass boat? And about a day before they were going to repossess it, all of a sudden they called and said it was okay, we're current on payments. And she points to the guy next to her. That's him. He did that. Do you remember when you wanted so badly to be president of the golf association that you're part of, and all these members, and you were short X number of votes, and all of a sudden somebody convinced enough people to vote for you, and you won that election? Do you know who solicited those votes? And she points to the guy next. He says, now, you want to kill this guy? He goes, are you kidding? Pull the covers up over him before he catches cold. Rim shot, please.
Thank you. Have you heard the Polish version of that same joke?
You can't do that, see? No, you can't do Polish show.
Oh, you can't? How come?
No, politically
you
incorrect.
You have to call them FM DJ. Yeah.
I thought you couldn't say like the word that ends in ock.
I don't think it matters, because you're still saying like Polish people are FM DJs. Oh. So just make it FM DJ. That's all you have to do.
Do you hear about the FM DJ? Have you heard the FM DJ version of that joke?
I don't know.
It's a 10-second version.
Go ahead.
Let me get the...
You're next.
Get the
go ahead, you're next. Is that it? Is that it? But it's supposed to be a blonde joke, because the blonde walks in and sees her husband or something.
Right.
And so she puts the gun to her own head.
Right.
And he goes, honey, please don't. She goes, shut up. You're next. Rim shot, please.
Thank you. He mowed my lawn on yesterday, and he mowed my lawn on my
joke. Again today.
Limey, turn my mic off.
To corroborate what you said earlier, it was called Scrambled Eggs.
Uh-huh.
That's the lyrics he first gave it. And they went, Scrambled Eggs, oh my baby, how I love your legs.
Uh-huh.
That's how it went, and I think that's pretty hilarious.
But you laughed. And the kind of laugh, the laugh you gave out was of, oh, how stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. That was the laugh. And now you realize, and you're the guy who lived in Britain. And you didn't even know the Paul McCartney scrambled egg story.
I was not laughing at you saying, oh, that's got to be incorrect. I was laughing because I just imagined Paul McCartney singing.
Does anybody else have anything to say?
I would just say, yes, you're
yes,
right.
Just, you are
yes,
right.
You're right.
He's cranky today, man.
Right.
It's going to be a long show. It's going to be a long show.
Listen to Dan. I'm not cranky at all. Anybody else have anything to say?
No, I'm good.
Dan?
No, I'm good, too.
I'm not cranky at all.
Let's close it. Close it up. Park segment is officially closed. Well, I would imagine there are about 3 million men in this country quaking in their shoes, sweating bullets, because it looks like now everything that any guy ever said or any brush up against a woman, now all of a sudden, 20, 30 years later, the very women who at the time didn't seem to have a problem with it are all outraged.
Think of all the different ways men have used in the last 30 years just to try and get laid. Right, just all the different methods. Hey, how you doing? A wink, send her a drink, maybe a little pat on the back. Hey, you know, want to go out to dinner? I mean, all these different ways. And it's like now half of them get you in trouble 30 years later.
Yeah, but at the time, sure, I'll have a drink with you.
Mm-hmm.
They were, I don't know. You got to be careful what you say, because if you say, well, you know, I'm not saying it's their own fault, but what I'm saying is when you're in a situation and some guy says, hey, like Louis C.K., do you care if I take Mr. Happy out and spank him in front of you? And you don't say, yes, I do care. Don't do that. What, you nuts, you pervert? That's what you say.
Did he ask first, or did he just do it?
I think he says a couple times he asked if it was okay.
Right.
And to him, the fact that he didn't object meant it's okay. Louis C.K., look, to me, that's perverted. When you do that in front of that, come on, that's weird.
There's an ESPN 30 for 30 about NBA players and about women who've tried to trap men into becoming baby mamas and whatnot.
Sure.
And there are pro athletes, and this was 20 years ago, that actually would bring women back to their hotel room and make them sign a released document, like a document release saying that this is a consensual. Right. What's about to happen here is consensual.
Guess what? That's gonna start happening again. It's like prenuptial. It's gonna happen. And here's the thing. Everywhere I've ever worked, I bet you 300 times in my life I have said or done something to a coworker, female coworker, that if said to the wrong person would get me in hot water, but it happened to have been said by somebody who shared equally in it. That's what we did at work. Mm-hmm. We told jokes to each other. We teased each other. I told a story last night, and I told it earlier to the guy that runs this station, and I'll tell it to you. A long, long time ago, when I was at a radio station, we drew names. Did you ever have that at school? Like, you draw names.
I drew our family.
I draw Limey's name, so I have to get you a gift. You draw
Dan's like Santa, sure.
Yeah, and so you get one gift for whosoever name you drew.
Right.
And I drew the name of a young woman at work. I would say she was late 20s, 30. Very attractive, and I drew her name. Now, you draw names, and then you have till the weekend when the Christmas party is to go get the gift, get it wrapped, and give it. So now it's time for the Christmas party. And it happened to be a party of just employees. It wasn't, bring your husband. It was at the station.
Employees only, right.
After work. So we're opening gifts, and whoever drew my name got me a gift. I don't remember what it was, but I know when I got her. I went out to a drugstore, and I bought her is it called the EPT early pregnancy test?
Oh, my.
And I wrapped it, and I gave it to her. And she opened it up, and this is right in front of everybody at the station. She says, what is this? I said, it's a pregnancy test. She says, I'm not pregnant. And I said, yeah, this party's not over yet.
Okay.
So, now, somebody's on our channel again.
Dan,
why do you have us on channel one?
I have no idea.
We were on channel 3.
No, I'm on channel 3.
I'm on channel 1.
I don't know how that happened.
I'm on 3. So I said, this party's not over yet, implying by the time this is over, you'll be pregnant. Now, if you did that now...
Oh, you'd be fired.
Oh, she laughed. And the funniest part of the story is, she came back to work a couple days later and held it up to me and showed it to me. She took it home and just on a goof tested and was pregnant and didn't know it.
Oh.
And she says, you must be psychic. Look at this. And she was pregnant. And my point, though, is now the air has been sucked out of the room. And a lot of what was fun at work, and I understand there's a difference between fun and harassment. I get harassment. If you want that raise, then, step into my office and lock the door. Yeah, that's you can't do that. All right, Limey says we have to take a break. Have you heard from Mr. Londoff?
Today is the day you do.
Nah, that's my day today. Tuesday is my day. Well, that's easy. I can do this in my sleep. And probably have. I need to ask my wife, have I ever sold cars in my sleep? I may have. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, by the low overhead way. We get lots of requests. Dan, get your harmonic, because we haven't done this for a while. We get, not a day goes by. Oh, I said day go.
Uh-oh.
I said Dago, not a day goes
a lawsuit.
By. Lawsuit right there. There goes the Italian audience. We get these requests of people who love to hear me sing the Johnny Londoff jingle and Dan play the harmonica. So what do you say? Let's do it for them. We don't even need any more requests. We'll just do it. Now give me a key. That's good. One, two, one, two, three. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet by the low overhead way.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody.
Now, that low overhead way, over the years, and I don't think he does it anymore, but for many, many years, and his dad did it too, because we own our building and lot, we own our building and lot. And they became famous. That dealership became famous for, we own our building and lot. Well, if they owned their building and lot 30, 40 years ago, guess what? They really own it now. And when you have that kind of equity and that low overhead for that many years, yeah, you can afford to do some things. Other dealers who have Taj Mahal dealerships and a huge, massive mortgage on it can't afford to do. So the prices are easily competitive. The selection is good. The service is great. What else are you looking for? If you're out shopping for a car, you tell me, what else is it that you could possibly want that I haven't just mentioned is waiting for you at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270? I don't think there is anything. You're obviously you're concerned about price. And of course, they couldn't stay in business if they weren't competitive with price. You want some selection. How about 1,000 cars or so? That's the average inventory. And hundreds of pre-owned. You want to be treated right. Ask anybody who's ever shopped there. Ask people who prior to shopping there used to say, I hate shopping for a car. And that ended with a trip to Johnny Londoff. So let's do. You want something to be thankful for? You'll be real thankful for the deal you got, the way you were treated at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by CarStar Auto Body Repair. Slow pockets eastbound 270 Lindbergh to New Florissant. Typical delays out of the city this afternoon. Westbound 64 and eastbound 64 Heavy Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Your car faces dangers on the road when accidents happen. CarStar Auto Body Repair experts are here to help. They'll take care of your entire repair, towing to rental car to repaired vehicle. Backed by a national warranty, call 1-800-CARSTAR or visit CarStar.com. CarStar, relax. They'll take it from here. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase 2 hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their 6 premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Hot Shots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hot Shots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hot Shots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top 4 scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hot Shots. Visit HotShotsNet.com for details.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karagiannis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
Doug Vaughn here, taking a little time off from dispensing molten red-hot sports steaks to tell you to get down to Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. The fun doesn't stop there. Bertarelli is your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So before you carve that turkey, make sure your knife is razor-sharp and safe. Visit Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi, on the Hill.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
And you either looked at me and said, Europe like the continent, or Europe like, you know, you're up.
You're up.
Okay, got it. Which means I get a chance to tell you where I was right before I came in here today. I made one stop before I came in here, and that was a stop at First Community Credit Union, and I walked out with two bags of popcorn. But they're not big bags. They're little bitty bags of popcorn. And there was a lady in there who saw me get a bag. So she went over. She was a customer, and she got a bag, too. And we walked out together. And I'm not kidding. I thought, if I say something to her about the popcorn, is she going to be sexually harassed by that? Well, she was. And I said, have you ever noticed the popcorn here is consistently always exactly the same? It's never burned like Dan likes it. It's never too greasy. It's always perfect. She says, I have noticed that. I said, that's something. And then she said, yeah, I like that. And then she said, happy Thanksgiving. And I said, happy Thanksgiving to you. You have nice breasts. Now, was that, you think that was inappropriate?
That last part, definitely inappropriate.
All right, I'm kidding. I didn't say
that. If they were nice, it wouldn't be inappropriate.
No, you're wrong. I didn't say that. I just made that up. But we had a nice little chat. But I'm not kidding. All this stuff in the news has made me think, should I say hello, good afternoon to somebody? Have you ever accidentally elbowed a breast of a woman? We've all done it. No, we've all done this, where your elbow hits their breast.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, let me tell you something. That is not on purpose. We do it, and I mean, I don't know exactly how it happens, but we've all had it happen.
You just turn around sometimes.
Yeah, you turn around, don't know they're there, and boom, boring, and then there it is. And so the lady and I had a nice conversation about the First Community Credit Union popcorn. Thanks to Mary, who called earlier and talked about the yard sale and how much she liked it on Saturday, and likes that Dan is the co-host with Scott Sherman. That is Saturday mornings, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on 590, The Fan, 855-282-TALK. Find a way to remember that number and call Saturday morning. They'd appreciate it. We'd appreciate it. First Community Credit Union would appreciate it because they sponsor the whole thing. And as long as they have people letting them know how much they like to listen to it, then I would think they'll keep sponsoring it. We hope so. Now, what do they do? They're in the banking business. This is a place you do all your banking. First Community Credit Union, all your banking. Even business banking, small businesses, line of credit, need 80 grand, 100 grand. This would be a great partner for your business. And then, of course, if you're like most of us, you just need a checking account, debit card, credit card, car loan, that kind of stuff. Home loan, First Community Credit Union. 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason they have gotten so big, but not so big that they seem big, if that makes sense. When you're in there, it seems like more of a neighborhood, small-town place where you're banking. First Community Credit Union, you can find out more at firstcommunity.com. If you'd like to talk, we have a few minutes before we are joined next hour by Dan Buffa. Dan Buffa is our new movie guy, and he also gets into a little television. And of course, when you talk movies, you're not just talking movie theaters, you're talking about what's out on DVD, what's out on Blu-ray. My grandson is at our house and has been for the last 2 or 3 days, and he's there for another day or two. And for all the people who say, well, I don't think any kid should have an iPad or should be looking at a screen, the world's greatest babysitter is these little iPads and even the phone, given to kids at the right time with the right content. It's like anything else. They can actually become smarter by watching some of that stuff.
Now, is he really into watching videos on YouTube, or does he like to play games and stuff
like
that?
No games, no YouTube. He watches movies and programs for kids.
Okay, because you've got to be, and this goes out to all the parents out there, there are videos on YouTube that are incredibly inappropriate for children. They're basically porn, right? But the people who make these videos are doing it so that kids watch them. They're tagging them in there to be like for toy commercials or something like that. They're putting in all these crazy weird tags, and it's something that's been going on for quite a lot. And it's just kind of bizarre to me to think that, you know, some little kid going on YouTube wants to check out a new Spider-Man toy, see what it looks like, and the next thing you know, he's seeing some really inappropriate things. So if you see like that, you know, kids watching videos on YouTube, to all your parents out there, double check what they're watching or just have a look over their shoulder and see.
I can't imagine the parents of a four-year-old would let them access YouTube. That just
You'd be surprised.
Are you kidding me?
You would be surprised.
I have a kindergarten niece who gave a PowerPoint presentation at Christmas a couple of years ago on the wild bird sanctuary. You have no idea what these... I mean, when I'm kindergarten, I'm just making sure my capital Q doesn't look like my capital O.
Yeah.
This girl's making PowerPoint presentations on the World Bird Sanctuary.
Wow.
As a kindergartner. I mean, it's crazy. You have no idea what kids are doing these days. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Sandy, my girlfriend, Sandy, has a grandson that's going to be three, and he sits there and watches his little, I guess it's a Kindle or something like that.
And he knows how to pull things up and exit out of things. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
The six-year-old's teaching me how to use my phone.
Every time I go by my grandson and watch what he's looking at, it's always Paw Patrol. That's a big thing. Paw Patrol. Yeah, it's little dogs that they have.
Paw Patrol. Daniel Tiger, does he watch that?
He might. He was watching something today, and it was a cartoon. It was Asian kids, Tubo or Tobu, or I don't know, something like that. I don't know what it was, but yeah, it can be. I feel bad, and even more so for parents of teenage girls than teenage boys. This internet, you can ruin a girl's life in about 5 seconds. If the wrong scumbag goes on there and says little Shelley Thompson is a whore, and she's there are lots of girls who've killed themselves because their lives are shattered and destroyed.
Cyberbullying, it's called.
I don't think there's anything that can be done about it. There's just like when we were kids, there was nothing that could ever be done about. There would always be that guy who was the bully on the playground. But you knew who he was. He wasn't a coward, and he wasn't hiding behind a name on some chat. You knew that it was, Bobby Jenkins, the neighborhood bully and the school bully. At least you knew who he was. But this other stuff, I got to tell you, I have a daughter, and we had one incident, and this was when she was 12, and this is the very early stages of chatting, when they would sit and, how are you? Fine. Where are you? Chicago. Where are you? Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she allowed a little girlfriend to tell her to do something she shouldn't have done, and that's say, oh, I'm 18, and it got out of hand, and it was more scary. It was very scary, but we... we were able to shut it down, so it's been going on for a while. And I got lucky. Anybody now with a teenage daughter, or 12, 13, 14, 15, good luck. I don't know how in the world you're going to police that stuff, because they go over to friends' houses.
Well,
you can't monitor what they do at somebody else's house.
You can to a certain degree. There's some software out there that I've actually helped people install, Note on their phones, that completely monitors everything that someone does with their phone. Every text they send, every email they send, every website they visit.
But not your little friend's computer that your daughter's visiting, her home computer.
Right. Well, that's true. Can't stop that.
And the other problem is other people's parents. My kids went to people's homes where they served alcohol to the kids. What?
It's a different era, Frank. I mean, when you and I grew up, you know, you're sneaking into your dad's closet to look at the Playboy that he had hidden under the dirty laundry.
Not my dad.
Oh, well, I'm just saying theoretically in general. Yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, and now, I mean, anybody with a phone can see 100 times worse than that.
Yeah, 1,000 times worse. A couple quick calls. I think we work a couple in here. Let's go to Carrie. Carrie, how are you?
I'm great. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too, Carrie.
First-time caller. I'm AM and the PM.
Welcome. Don't let it be the last. Right. What can we do for you?
Right on. Hey, I got a question for you, Frank. I heard this urban legend. I live in Waterloo, but I'm not originally from here.
Right.
Didn't you graduate from over here?
Barely. Yes, I graduated. I graduated Waterloo High School. I went there my junior and senior years. We moved up from Tennessee when I was 15. I had finished my sophomore year, so I started my junior year there, and I did my junior and senior years in Waterloo. So we only lived there 2 years. But gotcha. That is not an urban legend. It's actually true.
Well, that's not the urban legend part of it.
What's the urban legend?
The legend part of it is that like when you're 20 years, and I don't know if it was your 20th or your 20th, whatever your reunion rolled around, yeah. that the school got hit up for an appearance fee for you to come.
That's not true because I've never been to a reunion.
Well, I just, you know.
I've never made an appearance at the school.
So good, I can clear that up.
I've never made an appearance at that school. I've never gone back to that school. I've never been contacted by that school, and I don't know why I would have been.
If you graduate there, you have a reunion, right?
Yeah, and I've never been to one just because I'm weird like that. I was only there 2 years, and I was from out of state, and I was a hick and a hillbilly, and I never felt really comfortable.
It's a little
there.
Cliquish over here.
No, it's more than a little cliquish. And back then, I think I was the only new kid who'd come in the last 20 years. I was like a freak, an oddity, like a circus act, because I had a very bad southern accent like this. And I mean, they had a heyday with me. And, there were three or four people who were kind to me and nice to me, but there were other people that had a lot of fun with me, and had a couple of great teachers, Mr. Burke, Mr. Brandon, and typing. I'll tell my typing class story about my typing teacher in Waterloo. But yeah, I was only there 2 years. We had a graduating class of 88 people. I do remember that.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, it's changed. This town's really exploded in popularity. I'm not originally from here either, so I'm still an outsider. I've been here since, you know, 12 years now, and you know, I'm still looked at like I'm from the far side of the world.
It's a nice place.
It's a beautiful little town.
It's just, look, when you're 15 and you're uprooted in the middle of high school, I don't care where you'd go, I think you'd be miserable because you don't know anybody. You know, it's just hard to do. So, no, it is an urban legend. That school never paid me to do anything to come back there.
But
I'd be glad to take the money if they want to. Here, if they want to, tell them, write me a big check. I'll come back and do something. All right, Terry, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. A lot of people confuse me with that band, U2. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Window World. Window World will be the sponsor of Dan Beffa when he gets in here to talk about movies. They sponsor almost every segment we have. They sponsor Dr. Doug. They sponsor Taylor Nickerson. Window World. They're all over the place. They're all over the country. And they're all over St. Louis. In less than 15 years, we have almost 50,000 houses in the St. Louis area that have Window World windows in them. It is the largest selling replacement window in the United States. The word replacement is important because most homes, when they're built, builders' homes, and this is not I'm not saying anything bad about builders, but unless you tell a builder you want extra nice carpet, you get standard grade carpet and padding, and you get standard grade windows, and you get a standard air conditioning and heating unit, and standard faucets and countertops. You have to say, we want an upgrade. Everything's an upgrade. You folks who are in your 20s, your 30s, about to get your first house, get ready, because that display home you're looking at, just about everything in there is an upgrade. And windows are the same case. You get builder-grade windows. And they're only going to last so long. And then when you need to replace them, what do? If you do like people in almost 50,000 homes have done, you call Window World. Window World St. Louis. If you want to know more about how they'll come out and give you a free estimate, about how you can have 15 years same as cash with approved credit, you just go to this website, windowworldstlouis.com.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Are you sick and tired of these other banks and mortgage companies taking 120 days to close your VA loan? At Hero.loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. We also do 100% cash out refinance. You can buy a home and bring nothing to closing. And the best part, we do all the VA required paperwork for you and will come meet with you at your home, office, or even on base to get the loan process started. Apply online today at Hero.loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Well, there's nothing better.